You're listening to a message from Mercy Culture Church, home of Pastor Landon and Heather Schott in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information about Mercy Culture and ways that you can be a part of it, visit mercyculture.com.
So let's begin today. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Mark chapter 2, verse 27. And here's what it says, and I use the ESV version typically at Mercy Culture. And it says this, and he said to them, this is Jesus, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Honoring the Sabbath is honoring God. The title of this message this morning is The Sabbath Rest. Let's pray. So Holy Spirit, we just invite you right now into our homes. Lord, I pray right now that you would take us from corporate encounters to daily personal encounters. Holy Spirit, we say, have your way in our place. Lord, I pray that you would teach us to make our homes altars, that our homes would please you. Everything in our homes would please you. So we just invite you in right now and we say, Holy Spirit, have your way. Lord, I ask you to replace my words with yours. Lord, nobody came here to hear me. We all came to hear you. And so we say, speak, Lord, your servant's listening. Teach us your mercy culture. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said amen and amen. So what is the Sabbath? Well, we learn about the Sabbath in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, where it says, on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from his work. God himself, after he created the earth, he rested. So you would say, was God tired? No, God's not getting tired, but God is modeling rest. He's showing us the importance of rest. And from the beginning of creation, God is modeling rest. What does that word rest mean in the Hebrew? Well, it actually means that he inhaled or he took a breath. So, you know, in church, all the time when I go, everybody take a big breath, and everybody goes, and we all breathe in the presence of God. That is literally what God did after he created the heavens and the earth and mankind. On the seventh day, he breathed in. There's something powerful about breathing in the presence of God. So that word Sabbath or rest means he breathed in or took a breath. Now the word Sabbath, basically what it means is this, is that you're not working. It means simply no work. So the Sabbath is a day that you do not do work, but it's not lazy. If you don't work every day, that's laziness. A Sabbath is an intentional day that you stop working, and instead of working, you worship. Instead of working, you breathe in the presence of God. You breathe in the things of God. It's a moment to stop. It's a moment to wonder. It's a moment to be in the presence of God. And I'm telling you what, in our fast-paced life, where we're going and moving and shaking and doing stuff all the time, and we have phones on and things moving and notifications and beeps, it is so challenging to stop, to rest, to not work. We find the Sabbath mentioned right in the Ten Commandments. That's how important it is. Look what the Word of God says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. It says, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Now, why did the Bible tell us to remember it? Because people had forgotten about it. Because it's something that, oh, that's not that important, or that's not that much of a big deal. And all of a sudden, people begin to forget about it. Now, guys, I want to remind you that this is right in the middle of the Ten Commandments. Okay, so these are the 10 things that God says, these are important ways of life. Now, this is usually where a Facebook theologian jumps in and says, we're not under the law. And I appreciate your ministry. We're not under the law. We're under grace. But guess what? Things are greater under grace. So here's my response to you. What other commandment is it okay to willingly break? So when the Bible says to only serve God, can we break that commandment? How about murder? How about adultery? How about coveting and jealousy? How about honoring your parents? So out of all the Ten Commandments, if you're a dedicated Christ follower, the New Testament affirms these, and you would say every single one of these commandments, it's not law, it's life, it's spiritual life. Now remember, God wrote the law originally to help people follow him. And then Jesus said, I didn't come to abolish the law, I came to fulfill the law. And then we see Jesus himself honoring the Sabbath. The scripture that I opened up with you, Jesus talked about Sabbath was made for us. So here's the thing, is what other commandment do we willingly break on a regular basis besides the Ten Commandment or honoring the Sabbath? There's no other commandment that I've ever met a Christian who willingly says it's okay to break. I was with a group of pastors at a pastor's conference years ago. We're out to eat afterwards, and somehow the Sabbath got brought up in a kind of a mutual conversation, and I was kind of in the conversation, kind of not, and one of the guys said out loud, he's like, man, I don't need no day off. I don't need no Sabbath. He said, we have one life to live, and there's only 7 days a week, and I'm going to work every single one of those days. And I said to him, well, are you going to commit adultery too? And the kind of got quiet in the room and guys looked at me and I wasn't trying to be too provocative, but I said, well, what other commandments that God tells us to keep do we break? What other ones is okay? And why have we selected this one and we've said it's okay to break it? Or let me say it a different way. It's okay to not honor it. So God calls the Sabbath holy. What does it mean for the Sabbath to be holy? It means this, is that we do it to honor him. We keep the Sabbath to honor God. When I begin to Sabbath, when I begin to learn the Sabbath rest, I'm telling you, it was one of the hardest spiritual practices of my entire life. I'm telling you, when I said, okay, God, I'm going to honor the Sabbath. I'm going to make a day a week holy. Okay. Now I can't honor the Sabbath on Sunday because I'm preaching, I'm ministering. That's my full-time occupation. And so I typically do mine on Monday. That's typically my Sabbath day. And so when I said a few years ago, I'm going to honor the Sabbath, it was like all hell began to come against my day. When I said, I'm going to turn off my phone, when I said, I'm going to shut down, I'm going to wind down, I'm going to honor God, I'm not going to work. It's like every emergency that could possibly happen. And then I felt like I was doing something wrong. Well, what if I'm not working? And Proverbs says a little folding of the hands, a little slumber, and poverty raises up like a bandit. And I grew up thinking that, you know, your value was working hard. And so that was instilled to me as a young child and we work hard and that's who we are. And so I felt it became a works based thing that if I work hard, then I'm really honoring God and I'm showing God that I'm a good person. And when I started learning how to not work and honor the Sabbath, I'm telling you, it was one of the most challenging spiritual disciplines I've ever had to learn how to do. But what I found is that God is blessing me more when I take one day a week in rest than if I would have worked 7 days as hard as I can. So I want to talk to you about what are the practical things to do. So at Mercy Culture, we do these little practical tips. So how do I practically Sabbath? What do you mean by that? Well, I say this, it's not that you have rules of what you do and don't do, it's that you don't work. So I'll put it a different way. You do what brings you life. You rest, you worship, you wonder, you read, you spend time with family, you spend time in community, you spend time by yourself, you don't work. So for example, if my wife asks me to do the dishes on the Sabbath, I don't work on the Sabbath. And so there's even some domestic things that I just don't do, but I really enjoy mowing my lawn and listening to podcasts. So if I want to throw on a sports podcast or listen to Pastor Robert Morris from Gateway on a podcast and mow my lawn, then I'll do that on the Sabbath if I want to do that. Or if I want to go golf or just go on a run or Heather and I drive around and go to a mall, or go get coffee, whatever. We just spend time together and enjoy. It's a time to breathe in. So it's not that you can't do anything fun or you can't do things, but it's not doing what you have to do. It's doing what fills you. Another quick tip for preparing to Sabbath is you have to prepare to Sabbath. So what does that mean? It means that when you're gonna Sabbath, let's say you Sabbath on Sunday, then that means you wanna make sure that on Saturday you do the dishes or you get the things ready in your home so that you can rest on Sunday so you're not going crazy on Monday and don't have things out of order. You know, you learn this when you see the Jewish people. We had the privilege and honor of going to Israel together as a church here earlier this year. And when we were there on a Friday night. Well, Sabbath begins or Shabbat begins at sunset. And our team was there. We were there with about 50 people, and we're watching the entire city shut down. Not just people not working, the entire city shutting down. Restaurants, stores, taxi drivers, elevators. I mean, people shut down to honor God. And guess what? It takes preparation to shut down. So practically speaking, what do? You shut down. You prepare to shut down. So some of the things that I do on my Sabbath is I mute my phone. I don't go on the internet. I don't open my email. I put my phone on airplane mode and don't get texts coming in, because there'll be other things coming in all the time. And I have to protect that environment so that I can rest. So I'm going to give you a few things, five things that the Sabbath does to help you, or five things that the Sabbath is really about. So I'm going to give them to you pretty quickly. So here they are. Number one, the Sabbath is really about honor. It's about honoring the Lord. And when it becomes holy, you treat it different. If it's just a day off, then it's not holy. Because I take days off and that's not unto the Lord. The Sabbath is unto the Lord. You have to keep it holy. Exodus 28, the Ten Commandments, it says keep it holy. And you need to approach the Sabbath that it's a holy day unto the Lord. Number two, Sabbath is about trust. It takes trust in God to do nothing. So for you to not work, and this is hard for a lot of people, they're self-employed. So let's say that you're on commission base and you're self-employed, and a client texts you on your Sabbath and he's like, hey, can you do this? And you feel like, I can't lose this deal. And if I don't text him back, and if I don't return this email, then I'm gonna lose the deal. Well, guess what that means? That means that you're not trusting in God. Now, I'm not saying don't be a hard worker the other 6 days a week, but I'm saying on the Sabbath, keep it holy. So what does that mean? It means it can wait. The text to the client can wait. The email back to your associate can wait. What it means is this, is that you make that time holy and you say, Lord, I'm gonna trust you. I would say it like this. It's similar to your tithe. It's the physical version of the tithe. So what you say with the tithe is you say, God, I'm gonna honor you. Everything belongs to you. I steward what you give me, and you're going to let me keep 90% of the money that I earn, and you ask me to bring 10% back to honor you. Now, the Bible says that if you don't tithe, then you're actually a thief, and you're robbing God, and many people are robbing and stealing from the God that they're praying and asking for blessings and miracles from. The Sabbath is the physical version of the tithe. I hear people say this all the time. They're like, well, I don't tithe my money. I tithe my time. There's no scripture that supports that. But the scripture does support Sabbathing your time. That's what you do with your time. And so it is about trusting God. The third thing the Sabbath is about, it's about faith. Do you know that when you rest, your faith is ignited? You say, why? Because it takes faith to trust God. It takes faith to enter in to the Sabbath rest. It ignites your faith. It stirs your faith. Anytime you honor God, it increases your faith. It's the same thing with fasting. It's the same thing with prayer. When you enter into fasting, when you enter into prayer, when you enter into Sabbath, your faith is ignited. So how many times have you said, Lord, I need you to increase my faith? Or you feel doubt coming in. You said, man, I need to be a person of faith. The Sabbath is what increases your faith. The fourth thing is this, is it's about obedience. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 6 says this. I'm gonna read the Amplified. It says, therefore, since the promise remains for some to enter into his rest, and those who formerly had the good news preached to them failed to grasp it and did not enter because of their unbelief evidenced by disobedience. If you fail to honor the Sabbath, you don't enter into rest, you actually enter into disobedience. And here's the thing, is the Sabbath takes obedience. God said this, Jesus said in John 14, 15, he says, if you love me, you obey me. So when God teaches us his ways, when we love him, we obey his ways and honor his ways. Fifth thing is about, it's about healing. I love this scripture in Luke chapter 6, and it's the story of the Pharisees trying to trick Jesus. And so what they're trying to do is they found him healing people on the Sabbath. And they accused him of working on the Sabbath. And as they're in the middle of accusing, now remember, people could be stoned in the Old Testament for this. And as the middle of their accusing people of Jesus of working on the Sabbath, here's what he does. He turns around and in the midst of the accusation in Luke chapter 6, in verse 9, Jesus said to them, I ask you, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or harm, to save a life or destroying this? Verse 10, it says this, and after looking around, he said to him, stretch out your hand. And he heals a man with the withered hand as they're accusing him or trying to trick him of working on the Sabbath. And here's what Jesus said. He turned around and what he was saying to them was, healing isn't work for me. I love this. It's not work for God to heal. It doesn't take work for God to do miracles. And what God Jesus was teaching us in this text was he heals on the Sabbath. I wonder how many of us are waiting on a healing or are waiting on a miracle when your healing and your miracle is in the Sabbath's rest. I wonder how many of us are sick when we shouldn't be, are tired when we shouldn't be, are worn out when we shouldn't be, are having spiritual breakdowns or what people call burnouts when we shouldn't be. And it's all we need to do is weekly enter into the Sabbath rest. Have you ever had your phone mess up and it's blinking and doing weird stuff and you have to do a restart on it? My wife's funny and she's always asking me to fix her phone. She's like, my phone's not working right. And I do the same thing every time. I take her phone and I turn it off. It shuts down and I turn it back on. It's like, amazing. It all works all of a sudden. It's amazing what will happen in your life when you shut down, when you rest, when you honor God. Here's the last text I'm going to read. It was the first text I read in Mark chapter 2, verse 27. Jesus said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. The reason why God made a Sabbath, he made it for your benefit. He made it for healing. He made it for miracles. You need a Sabbath. You need to learn how to honor God. And the reason why that we are having a Sabbath Sunday is because we want to show you Mercy Culture Church trusts God so much, we don't need this week's offering. We're not doing church service so money could come in. We're not doing, well, what if we lose momentum and we shut everything down? And what if people go to other churches? Or what if they do other stuff? And all that crazy, weird, nonsense stuff that makes no difference. No, we are teaching you how to honor God. We're teaching you how to trust God. We're teaching you how to walk by faith. We're teaching you how to enter in to his Sabbath rest. And we don't need to do this one day a year. We need to do this as individuals every single week. And that's why it's a part of the culture of Mercy Culture Church. We honor the Sabbath, and you need to honor the Sabbath.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Mercy Culture Church. If this podcast has blessed you, we'd like to encourage you to share it with a friend. To learn more about us, find us on social media and online at mercyculture.com.